I don't know how I'm going to do improv off this, but I'm going to do it. All right, you guys ready?
Yes. Yes.
Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey, hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hey, Fear Man.
Yep.
What's up, dude?
I need to tell you something.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Check this out. I got this new thing, dude. I mean, no homo.
Okay.
I just got this thing. I want you to describe it. Because I don't know, I'm not even sure. It's one of those boxes. I threw $5 down. It's one of those surprise boxes.
Okay, sweet, like a grab bag. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a grab bag. Here, let's open it, man. You ready?
Let's go.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, what did you buy?
Wait, there's a lady walking by. Don't let her see this. This is fucking embarrassing.
Nothing here. Nothing. We're good.
Dude, what the fuck is that?
I don't know, man. It looks like a mustache.
Maybe it's a mustache. You could totally be like Mario or something for Halloween.
I would love to be Mario. Hey, ma'am, let's try this out.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Wait, hold on. That was my Mickey Mouse voice. It's me, Mario.
Whoa, your face is kind of vibrating a bit, man.
Hey, ma'am, do you need your plumbing checked?
No, sir. I'm not into mushroom or mustache rides.
Are you sure? I got mushrooms.
Nope.
I think I fooled her. She actually thought I was an actual plumber.
She totally thought you were a plumber with that vibrating face thing.
But she wasn't into it. She didn't need to. What can we offer her? Maybe we gotta get some money out of her, right?
Do you like Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Sweet, we've got the newest wand in the Harry Potter universe. You just push this button here, and you can go right to Hogwarts.
But does it give you Hogwarts?
Well, not that we know of, but it will give you an O.
No, dude, you sell to her. She does get the Hogwarts, but we'll give her the medication for the Hogwarts. That's more money.
Yo, yeah, we got the Hogwarts. We got everything you need. Like, you want broomstick rides? Like, what do you need?
Well, I would like a broomstick ride. How much would that be?
I don't know.
I never thought of this. I never had anybody actually interested in buying some shit.
She's the first taker. Yeah, I don't know.
$4.
$1.50.
Wait, no, we're supposed to be working together, not against each other.
$18. I don't know how to haggle.
Shit.
How about $10?
$10! That's way better than my $4.
Broom you got yourselves a deal.
I don't have any brooms, though. Hold on, let me go to a dollar store. If we go buy it for $1 with cheap brooms, we still make $9.
Yeah, we're still ahead of the curve. Shit, we could buy a whole bunch of brooms.
All right, hold on a second. Be right back. Oh, I'm back. Okay, here's your broom. Let me pull the sticker off first. Here you go. That would be $10.
And here you go. Thanks.
Thanks. Wait. This is Canadian money. I can't do anything. Fuck, why are we always doing deals on the border? Come to this side, exchange your money, and then you have to buy it on this side.
That's going to be like $15.
Yeah, that's more money for me.
And less money for me.
Well, that'll teach you to buy shit off the street, bitch. Let's go.
All right, this is awkward, guys. We should all get along and just podcast.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Norman!
Get her!
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward. Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to episode 56 of Horribly Awkward. I'm Sean, and unfortunately, guys, again, I'm your host for this evening, but I do have a killer show and a handful of awesome guests to make up for me being me. If you want to find out what crazy story sparked that improv skit, you can always find that in the tail end of the podcast. Thanks for downloading and listening. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell a geek, tell a fear monger, tell a world of rose, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing, so use what your mama gave you. I'm not talking about your booty. I do have a voicemail, so if you guys want to leave me a voicemail, drop me a line about anything. It's 510-600.
Talking about using your mouth.
510. Hold on a second. Having an interference.
But he's like, you can find that in the tail end. I'm like, you can find it in the tail end.
510-600-3475.
He sounds like he doesn't know.
As always, that number is down below in the description, and I can already tell this is going to be a fucking blast. You guys can reach out to me the old-fashioned way if you like at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
I've got a couple of handfuls.
Oh, shit!
I said gmails.com. It's like over at the Walmarts. Okay, on today's show, I have a crazy episode lined up. I want to sound like Rose here. I have three guests lined up. One of them just dropped out. Where'd he go? Ro, shit. I got two guests lined up. I've listened to their shows. They're freaking awesome. And now we're doing an orgy, an awkward orgy. And this is going to be
awesome. The Red Room.
Yeah, the Red Room. It's fitting.
I'm sweating, and it's another reason you don't drink before you start the podcast. New rule.
You get the alcohol sweats?
He's yes. Got the meat sweats.
Yo, after four of these appletinis, my balls are drenched, homie.
He's got the meat sweats from too much cock meat sandwiches.
Oh my god, guys. All right, from the Little Geek Lost podcast and
he's
the gonna podcast.
Be the meat in this sandwich.
Everybody put your hands together for Mandy.
What's up? Super enthusiastic tonight.
And from the Fear Cast and the FYFC Cast, Fear! Yes!
I'm so glad to be here. It's such a great time. I'm gonna stick this whole mic in my ass.
You guys want to see a mic disappear?
Don't worry. The mic in the ass guy brings his own mic.
It's like that one thing where Heath Ledger as the Joker says makes the pencil disappear.
Yeah.
It's like that, but I jump up and land on ass first on my mic. And then I just do the rest of the show with it inside me.
Hey, what happens at camp stays at camp.
What's up, guys?
What's shaking, bacon?
You guys don't know, but Manny has a red room, and it's giving me anxiety and fear. This is cool, because fear gives me fear, kind of. Mandy gives me anxiety.
Stressing you out.
I'm fucking stressed out right now, guys.
You rather see the Dalek instead?
No. See, that's a weird sex toy. I know that's seen some shit.
You know, I've never seen Doctor Who. I've never seen a trailer, but I know that's from Doctor Who, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It's the, like, garbage can with an egg beater and a plunger for arms.
It's a garbage can with an egg beater and a plunger for arms.
It's true.
That sounds like the shittiest Sesame Street character.
Yeah. You watch, like, you watch the ones from the 60s, that's what it was. It was, like, a garbage can with a plunger and an egg beater for arms.
It sounds like a homeless guy in the alley just creating shit out of whatever trash is around to, like, playtime with or something.
Like when Adam Sandler used to be on Saturday Night Live and be like, I'm crazy mustache face.
Saturday Night Live. Man, I love those sketch type shows, but they're like, the sketches, the good ones are great and that you remember them, but then there's a bunch in between that just kind of turn me off, so I never really watch them.
Yeah.
Every, like, 2 months, I will be up late and SNL will be on, and I'll be like, oh, fuck, SNL's on, holy shit, and I'll throw it on and I'll be like, oh, yeah, fuck, this is why I haven't watched it in 10 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, because you're skipping through channels and your batteries burn out on that exact channel. Like, fuck, give me batteries. Fuck, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
I'm like, fuck, one more. I could get the infomercial and find out what that ShamWow motherfucker's up to. But no.
Yeah,
there was a great infomercial I was watching this morning, and it was like 171 knives for $200.
171 knives?
Yeah. 171
knives.
Like, a whole bunch of different like pocket knives. So there was like a dozen of like each kind of pocket knives. And then there was like one katana it came with. And then like four or five like 14-inch buck knives. It was insane.
That sounds like a good deal. It sounds like some serial killer shit. Like comes in a nice leather case and you flip it out and they're all lined up in there. And you kind of like look over them like, what am I going to cut you up with?
Well, I woke up and it was on.
Crystal Lake's infomercial. Yes. Hi there. We're taking orders all day. Would you like 171 knives for a low, low price? Plan on killing a whole bunch of camp counselors and kids? Let's do this thing.
I think it was like for dealers or something. I don't know, but it was messed up. I was like, I don't understand. Who needs 171 knives?
Immediately, I'm like, drug dealers need 171 knives?
Well, 171 is not a number that sounds calculated. It sounds like, all right, we got it. Okay, throw in some of those and some of those. We got these fucking trash things over here. No one's bought in 6 years.
I think the one was the katana. I think that was like the one.
So
and the other was 179.
Plus a sword.
Because in my head, I'm like, there's probably 175. And they got rolling them out. And they're like, Ted, where the fuck are the other knives? I guess we're selling 171. Ted, you dick. Yeah.
Is that how they advertise it? 171 knives!
Yeah, it was insane.
But wait! We'll give you 172 knives! If you
well,
call
it started
the next
off at like 250 and then it went down to like 229.
Oh, it goes down in price? Like the
yeah,
haggle?
And it was like
haggle?
An infomercial, so I was like, I don't understand why the price is going down.
If you call now, we'll throw in 172 knives at no extra cost.
Yeah.
Plus, you get a bulldozer.
But the catch was to charge you $6 shipping for each knife.
Every knife has
every
shipping
knife. You send it in a separate box.
Oh, I did find the site. Cutlery Corner. Cutlerycorner.net.
I was about to click on that link that was still in the chat. It says Bedroom Joys.
The Angel Wings?
Yeah.
Whoa, you can get 171 Angel Wings?
Angel Wings is actually the term for going down on a chick, though.
Red Wings.
Oh, no, that's what she has a period.
That's with the red walls.
That is red walls.
But no, that's what angel wings is, so that's kind of weird.
Like angel wings in general is just funnelingus?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a blood mustache?
Ew.
Do you want to look like you just had a Caesar splashed all over your fucking face? Dig in, buddy.
Has your face ever looked like a pepperoni pizza? I don't know what you guys are doing, man. That's too much.
There's not pizza sauce on my face.
Yo, you got a little... Oh, I was eating bitches out. It's okay.
Let me get some of that marinara. Yeah, let me get some of that marinara, man, for my cheese sticks.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to eat that, bro.
I got a question for you Canadians. Tell me a little bit about poutine.
Poutine.
Poutine is hilarious.
You gotta emphasize the poo in poutine.
No, it just looks amazing. And they just put a little restaurant here, a poutine place. Seriously, I've never had it. I know Canadians are crazy about it, and it looks amazing from the pictures. I haven't went.
It's just fries, cheese curds, and gravy.
What the fuck is cheese curds?
It's cheese curds.
Like a Cheeto?
Yeah. No. There's Cheetos in it.
Fries, cheese curds.
With Cheetos on top, smothered in hot gravy.
That sounds so good. Delicious. Why?
No, it's
why
like,
do Americans know this?
There's curds. I don't know. They're cheese curds.
It's the same thing that what's her name used to eat? Her curds in her whey.
Yeah, Little Miss
then
Muffet.
She added some fries and gravy, and next thing, Little Miss Muffet's eating poutine, bitch.
So Little Miss Muffet was hanging out with the potato man, the Mr. Potato.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know. It was all gravy.
Along came the Colonel. And he was like, would you guys like to... How about with the three of us slather each other in this greasy goodness? And they were like, okay. And then the poutine was born.
It just seems like such a simple thing, and we don't have that. And now we do, though. I'm going to go check it out.
Don't eat it if it's like shredded cheese, though, because it's not the same.
Yeah, probably is. We're Americans. We don't do things the proper way.
It has to be curds.
It's got to be curds, son.
It's got to be curds.
They're totally fucking with it now. Now you can get like a poutine with like bacon and shit in it.
Yeah, there's a place at the mall here in New York Fries where you can get butter chicken poutine.
Yeah.
It's actually really good, but...
Butter chicken? What the fuck is butter chicken? Is that chicken or butter?
It's a little bit of both.
Do you leave your apartment ever?
We don't have no butter chicken. That's a Canadian thing.
No, it's actually like...
That's East Indian.
It's from India.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. It's not American. I've never heard of butter chicken.
First of all, there is no butter chicken in the United States. Only in the Canadas can you get a butter chicken poutine.
All right. Hold on, dude. All right. As that Indian dude, I want you to try to sell me on that butter chicken. And I'll be the dumb American here who knows nothing about it. Go for it.
Oh, hello, sir.
How you doing?
Welcome to Butter Chicken Poutine Palace. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Wow, this place is impressive.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's all red. Red room. Very good. Nice.
Wow. Why is it? I don't know if the red really complements the butter chicken, you call it?
Oh, sir, don't worry about that. What would you like to eat? Is it your first time with the poutine?
Say what?
What is so goddamn funny, you motherfucker?
I don't mean to laugh, dude. I'm sorry. What'd you say about poo?
Would you like a poutine?
Poutine? It's like toothpaste?
Yes, it's very good. Yes, it's just like the toothpaste. Goddamn Americans. Why did I move here? I don't know what I'm doing. This is so crazy. First, let me get my wife. My wife will come in. Come, wife. Wife, come tell man what poutine is.
You have a white wife.
I can't do an accent.
That's the only This is how I get to the country. I married this white woman.
90-day fiancé.
That's right. And she is so funny.
I can't understand your husband's accent.
So what is it that you're looking for?
I don't know. I came to this place. I thought it said potpourri. I thought it was a place to buy stuff that smelled good. But I guess
it's not that potpourri, son of a...
Poutine smells good, and it tastes good, too. So if you're looking for just poutine...
Let him know there's not poo in it. Fucking guy, he doesn't...
Even though it's brown, there's no poo in it.
Wait a second. What did you... There's no poo in it?
There's no poo in it.
It's not
potpourri. Do you want to eat poo, for Christ's sakes? While you come in here, you want to eat poo.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm leaving. I got to go.
He's going to eat
some. Goodbye.
I'm going back to America.
Thank you. Come again.
Or don't.
I will not be coming again! Ever! Go and fuck that guy's ass with goat. Fuck. You goddamn motherfuckers. I used to be over in my country. I was fucking doctor.
Okay. It's going to...
Here I just work at Max.
Now I work here at the fucking Poutine Palace. My white wife.
Okay, I had no idea we're going to go down that alley. That was a great alley to go down.
Butter chicken's really good, though. I love butter chicken.
It is pretty good. Gives me the curry for you, though.
I have to say, I've never heard of it, so I'm gonna Google it, because Google loves me. It just...
It's pretty good.
Watch this. Let's see what
I don't know what's in it. But it's good.
Butter. Wow, that looks fucking good and bad.
Yeah, it is.
If I'm sober, exactly I'm saying no. But right now, I drank a couple. I'm going, yeah, it looks good. Looks like hummus good. And throw up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's not what I thought. I thought it was going to be like a chicken just...
Dipped in butter?
Put in a pot full of butter and cooked. And you pull it out.
Like that gross cooked canned chicken you can get? Have you seen that? It's the most disgusting thing.
Yes, I've seen it. I've never bought it, though. You've bought it?
No. No.
How do you know it's disgusting, then?
I said it's the most disgusting thing I've seen.
Oh, but you've seen it outside of the can.
On the internet.
Okay.
I've seen it on the web.
I wouldn't pay for that.
Imagine they take this can, pull, you know, they have no lids on them, they shove a fucking chicken in there, and then they fill it up with water, and then it...
But it's already cooked.
What does it? You open it up and the chicken starts running around your house. You're like, this is the most inconvenient thing I've ever purchased.
Chicken in a can, you have to kill it too? What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, thank God I have this 171 knives to take care of this fucking chicken.
Get me the katana.
Yeah.
You order that shit online, they come with a fucking dolly and shit rolling up to your door. You just pop the lid, just fucking a whole all kinds of chicken.
Come with like a cleaver too.
Hey, that katana, man. Yeah, you need that katana to get those headshot. You know, I need the distance. I can't. Not with any knives or a butcher knife.
Well, if you have 171, you can just keep chucking them.
Yeah. It like, becomes like a circus thing.
This sounds like so much fun. I'm like, well, how have I been living my life? I've never bought a whole can of chickens.
You come over, and buddy's got like 40 chickens. He's like, I can't kill any of them. I thought they came cooked. I don't know.
Started naming them.
Yeah, you're at your buddy's house. You're sitting down for dinner. John. You're looking around like, why is there so many holes in your wall?
Chickens.
We got this fucking infestation of chickens, man. It's ridiculous.
They got away from me.
Yeah. They're worse than bed bugs. They're just everywhere.
Oh, have you ever had bed bugs?
No.
No, thank the Jesus and the Christ.
I had them last December.
Ew.
Oh, God. It was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I mean, one day I got up from my computer. I work graveyard. Wake up at 3 p.m. I get to my computer. It's the first thing I do. I'm an addict. I'm an internet addict. So I'm sitting down, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Pornhub.com.
There's a fucking bug on me. I pulled it off, right? It was in my sweatshirt. I was wearing a sweatshirt. Fuck, I'm not going to use a heater. It costs too much. I just use sweatshirts. It's a bug. I was like, oh, this is an odd looking bug. I looked at the line. I was like, yeah. It's like, rah! It's like, fuck you. I was sucking your blood. So I looked up online. I was like, bed bugs. First image that popped up, that was it. I was like, holy shit. Looked underneath my mattress. Holy fuck.
It was like a city. Oh.
Threw away the mattress. Threw away the thing in my. I had one of those like bed things that I sat on with the.
The bed frame?
The drawers, though, but it has the drawers on it.
It's
all
got
wood.
The drawers. The upgrade.
Threw away that. Threw away my shelf. I looked, like, seriously, I was like, how the fuck did I not notice this? It was freaky. I freaked out. I slept on the couch for like a week, and I wrapped like box tape around the legs backwards, so it was sticky side out. So if they came up to get me, they get stuck on it. I was freaking out. I was checking every corner for months. Oh, it was
my
the worst
father-in-law
thing.
Had them in his apartment building because he lives in like one of those old people apartment buildings, and they had infestation. And found out that one, I'm crazy allergic to bed bugs. My leg got bitten twice, and my leg like swelled up huge from it. And two, if I'm standing in the middle of the room. In flip-flops, they will come from all angles and find me because I was standing in the middle of the room on floor because I didn't want to touch anything. We went to drop some stuff off for him, and I could watch them like coming out from the wall towards me. Bypassed anyone else in the room, came right for me.
Hi-ho, we're going to bite that hoe.
So I was like, fuck no, and I ran out into the hallway.
Jeez, that's when you just get naked and you just light the whole thing on fire. You're like, man, you're all going to hell.
It was hell because we were like trying to help him clean up his stuff, and then we'd have to come home and basically like strip at the back door, throw our clothes in garbage bags, go have a shower, take the garbage bags down, and like throw them in the washing machine. It was insane.
They are they're like loathing. Never mind. They're freeloaders.
It's loading.
Vampires, bloodsuckers. I'm gonna live underneath your mattress in your head. I'm gonna come out every once in a while and suck the blood out of you until I'm full. I'm going to go back down there and shit the blood out on your fucking mattress. Oh, those got inconsiderate.
They are dicks.
Complete.
Like, even cockroaches are like, fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Cockroaches. They're probably sucking the blood out of cockroaches. Like, get the fuck off me, you bed bug.
Yeah.
Wait, I wonder if they do that. That's a good thing. Do they
fucking parasites.
Because the bed bugs, actually, they can see and sense your CO2 from breathing. So they have... There's people, these fucking, I'm going to call them scientists. They're not scientists. They're just tweakers. But they figure out they make these traps like with like these bottles that put out CO2, and you put baking soda in there or something, and you put this like straw sticking out, and they get trapped, or I don't know. It's crazy what people think of.
Baking soda bombs.
Fuck them. Yeah, forget bed bugs. Seriously, I hope I never go through that again. I don't. If I hate you and I wish you death, I'd rather wish you death than bed bugs.
Bed bugs are not fetch.
Not fetch. Not fetch at all.
I feel so out of the loop with this fetch shit. It's like when you use code words around your parents because you know they won't catch on and shit.
Fetch means meth.
Yeah. Hey, you guys got some of that fetch?
Yeah. I got some of the finest fetch this side.
I was watching Cops today, and they were doing, it was like an old one from the 90s, and they were doing the prostitute stings where they, like, you know, go out and bust the prostitutes. So they had one guy dressed up as a clown. The undercover cop is dressed up as a clown going to, like, prostitute.
I want a clown prostitute.
No, he was like the John. But the funny part was they were like, yeah, I'm not going to charge you the money. I'm going to ask to borrow $20 from you, and then if you come back tomorrow, I'll pay you back. Because they figured that they wouldn't get charged for prostitution if they were borrowing the money.
Right.
That,
yeah.
What prostitute's like, yeah, bozo, let's bang.
Yeah. He's several.
Like, hey there. Any chance I can get a blowjob?
There was about four of them that got in the van with the clown.
They're like, yeah, you can get a blowjob. Come on, let's go.
And then there was another one where they just had, like, the chick being the prostitute. And there was, like, this old man that came to get a prostitute while his wife was at Walmart. He's like, yeah, my wife's waiting for me at Walmart, so, you know, I can't go to jail. I got to go pick her up.
Yeah, and, like, let's make this quick, whore.
You left your wife at Walmart to go get a blowjob.
That's yeah. You know how long a wife can be in Walmart for? You can get a couple blowjobs.
Yeah.
All right, I'm heading to Walmart with the wife. Can you meet me in the parking lot? You got about 3 hours.
No problem. I'll be the one dressed as a clown. Okay, that's not crazy at all.
No.
Come here, Snickers. Let's do this.
I love watching Cops from the 90s. It's so great.
Is prostitution a big thing in Canada or no?
Yeah, man. We just got hookers everywhere.
Yo, actually, let me bring this girl in here. Her name is Ashley. She's been here all night. She's listening to the podcast. Come on, Ashley. You're cool. What are you going to do?
That's what my red room's for.
Oh, that's for, actually, we're talking to a prostitute.
Forget the red light. I got a red room. You can see that shit from exactly. I can see that from America.
Oh, I have, like, questions about Canada. You all got prostitutes up there?
No, I'm saying, is it a big thing? I don't know. I mean, I've never been hustled or even solicited by a prostitute, but, you know, I feel bad. Like, am I too ugly to get solicited by prostitutes?
I'm walking through them. Do you hang out where there's prostitutes?
Yeah, I'm walking through groups of them. They look like crowds of Pokemon Go players. I'm walking through them. No one's asking me anything. I'm like, I'm holding 30 bucks in my hand. I'm like, yeah, I got more where this came from. Nobody's talking to me. All these prostitutes. No one wants to even look.
Probably thought you were
no, he looks like a John. Or he looks like a cop.
Yeah.
So one prostitute goes, hold on, hey, sir. So I stop. Another prostitute gets behind me, gets down on her knees, you know. And the other prostitute kind of gets close to me, so I back up. I fall over her. They laugh and walk away.
Oh, they did the old schoolyard trick. That was a douchebag.
Bullshit. Yeah.
See, the one thing that I've learned, and it's not like I've tried and whatever, but there's a big difference between prostitution is when you have to film it. Because once you film it, it becomes a porno. And that's totally legal.
Yeah.
With consent, though. You can't just go around filming people while you're banging.
Well, yeah.
Just walking around with my steady cam and my dick out.
Wait a minute.
Like, this is all porno, people. This is all porno.
Wait a minute. So if you went up to a prostitute and go, hey, we're going to make a porno, right? Like, would you like some loving, boy? I'm like, yeah, we're going to make a porno. I'm going to film it. Do I have your consent? Sign this paper. Is that legal prostitution at that point?
It's porn.
Does it count?
It's cool. As long as my buddy Derek fucking films it for me, it's all good.
Hey, bro, I got the good light. Hold on. Let me hold this light on you. Let me get the good lighting. Hey, bro. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at her, I promise.
Yep.
Hurry up, man. You're not even lighting my dick right. God damn it, man. Spotlight on the dick.
Well, Fear, you were just in Vegas, right?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say
you were just in a prostitute.
Yeah, you were just in a porno, man. It was
in a porno. Tell us all about it. Well, it's cool, man. Like, it was me and, like, 56 bitches. And it... Yeah, we went to Vegas, man. It was pretty dope. I don't know that I saw any prostitutes. I'm sure I did. There's just so many whores that I don't know which is which.
Did you get the porn cards on the strip? The escort cards?
No, they were handing them out, but I just kept walking. I
think. No, we took like a big pile of mirror there. Like we had like piles of them.
We've talked about it a couple of times, but the people that hand those out are like hobbits or something. Like they're the freakiest batch of people I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're fast, dude. You'd be walking down a block and you get to the end of the block and look in your hand, you got like seven of these flyers. Like, where'd these come from? They just stick them in your hand. They just slide them in.
You do the little smacking. There you go.
Yeah, now you see me and shit. The card tricks are just like flick right in your hand. You're like, where did this come from?
By the end of the block, you're handing them out. You're like, where did
you get them? That's how they recruit. That's how it happens. Sir, look in your pocket. You're like, what the fuck? I got like a whole pamphlet.
There's a name tag and a hairnet. You're like, yeah. Like, I don't know. I hope our benefits.
One of us.
Yeah. Fear, you're drowning right now. You're drowning. Hold on a second. You're drowning. Might have to cut your cam.
He's drowning.
Yeah, I can barely hear him right now.
Test 1, 7, 2.
You guys see? This is why America is great. Because we have great internet.
It's that guy.
Yeah, see that in November.
Well, actually, Mandy's is pretty strong. It's pretty clear.
Shots fired. Yeah, I'm in the middle of nowhere. The fact that there's any sort of internet connection is actually pretty miraculous.
You're that dude living on the fucking border of the eastern and middle. What's the middle called? Central. The central and eastern time zone in a bush.
He's way up north.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a bush.
I was wondering why there's trees behind you.
I'm the one that lives in the trees and bush.
Yeah.
Climb to that. Go up one branch higher, dude, to get better reception up there.
Can you guys hear me now, eh?
Can you hear me now? Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
I have to keep it down because of these eagles, but this is a great time. I'm so glad to be on your show, eh?
What do you guys think of that new Kevin Smith movie coming out, all Canadian as fuck?
I got over Kevin Smith years ago.
Sorry, boot that. Sorry, boot that. It's offensive, isn't it?
I love Kevin, but yeah, the Canadian stereotype kind of sucks my ass.
I think the best is when I was when I had Ro on my podcast, and I said Minnesota. No, I think it was when I was on his, and I said Minnesota, and he's like, "Oh, that's good. You said it with like the Minnesotan accent." I'm like, "No, that's just how I say it."
Fargo. You guys want to go to Fargo?
Minnesota.
Don't you know?
Yeah, it's weird how you could just have these different dialects in different places, and you're like, okay, you're definitely from California. That's me. I'm dumb. I sound like a dummy. I am dumb. I sound like what I am. Then you got the New York stuff. Matter of fact, it's September 11th. So moment of silence for 9/11. Yeah, that sucks. What a shitty time. I mean, how'd you guys feel being in Canada? Doesn't say Canada. In Canada, and just hearing about that shit. It's just crazy, right?
Well, I remember that day, man. Like, we all Canada, all 12 of us gathered around, and we just watched from the border as it went down. We were trapping beaver and stuff, and yeah. I remember my best friend, Muckluck, was like, yo, take a look up there. So we watched as the great eagle hit the building, and it was crazy.
Fuck?
There was actually this really, like, one of those, like, horribly funny things online afterwards, or a little bit while later, but it was, like, one of those hang gliders flying into the CN Tower, and they're like, the newfies decide to try and take down the CN Tower.
Oh, God.
I guess they were saying, like, now the high school. What was that thing they were saying recently about the people going into high school or whatever?
Yeah, the people going into high school, it's going to be, like, history for them because they weren't born when it happened.
Oh, God, we feel so old.
I was in college.
I was talking to a girl today and one of my coworkers, and we're talking, and she's like, I don't know, I was in grade 3. Ugh. And I was like, you bitch.
Yeah, I was in college. I actually skipped school that day, and my mom woke me up. She's like, there's shit going down.
Wait, you grade three? Is that what you guys call it? Not third grade?
No, we call it grades. Grade three, grade four.
I like that. That's like I feel like you're upgrading, like in a video game. Like I'm at grade three. So third grade, like grade three.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you're not really like, I'm going to the third level. You're like, I'm on fucking level three, bitch.
Grade three, flawless victory. You may now go to high school. Whoa, what? I just graduated grade three. Grade three. I like grade three. I like that better.
What the fuck did I heard something else say? And, it was last night. I was watching UFC, and it was a stream from Europe, and they said the way they said the date was different than the way we say the date. And I was like, that is weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, it was a random thing, but I was just like perplexed by it.
Isn't it like day, month, year? Instead of month.
That's what we do.
Wait, that's what you do? Wait. I do. No, day, month, year. Wait. We do month, day, year.
You do month, day, year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like year.
America.
It's like decade, century, month, minute. You're like, what?
Are you a pop or a soda guy?
Coke.
Oh, you're one of those people?
Coke Zero.
No, like, do you say pop or do you say soda?
Yeah, we don't say pop. Not in California.
Say soda?
Yeah, I say soda.
See,
soda.
I can handle soda, but the people I know from Tennessee say Coke. I'm like, you can't call a generic drink a Coke.
I like a Mr.
You can't
Pig
be like,
Coke.
Oh, what kind of Coke do you want? Do you want a Sprite? Do you want a Coca-Cola? Do you want a Pepsi? Like, it's not Coke.
I'll get a Coke Sprite, please.
Yeah.
Like, why would you call it Coke? Yeah, we go sodas. Soda.
So now you're a Coke man. Are you anti-Pepsi?
No. Fuck no.
So you don't go in, and if they're like Pepsi, you're like, you know what? I don't need this, Popeyes. Fuck you.
I've never been like, I never stood grounds on anything. I've always gone back and forth. So I go Pepsi, Coke, Pepsi, Coke, Pepsi. I always switch it up. I've never been loyal to any brands. I've never been loyal to Xbox over PC over PS4. I just like, I do it all. Why not?
You only That's why I like Applebee's, because they have Dr. Pepper Fountain Pop. Fountain Pop.
Dr. Pepper Fountain Pop.
Fountain Soda.
Dr. Pepper Fountain Pop. Dr. Pepper Fountain Pop.
Would you like to have the Dr. Pepper Fountain Pop? Very good to go with your protein.
Oh, shit.
The one weird thing is we went, when we were in Vegas, everywhere we went, Razor tried to get iced tea.
Yeah, and it's sweet tea, right?
Yeah, and it's fucked. Every time he's like, what is this shit? I'm like, that's not what you think it is.
I know the same thing happened to my husband. I'm like, if you want iced tea, you have to order sweet tea or you're not going to get iced tea.
What?
So he's there.
Fucking Americans.
Ripping open like sugar packets and dumping them in. I'm like, you're so ghetto.
That's what I do. I put Splenda, man. It's all about the Splenda.
It's all about the Splenda, man.
It's all about the Splenda, man, baby. It's all about the Splenda, man, baby. Yeah, it is. It's all about the Splenda, man.
Fucking A.
Yeah, it is. McDonald's for a while had like diet sweet tea. It was fucking great.
Yeah. Diet Pop's gross.
I like a Coke Zero, though.
It doesn't have aspartame. I can't handle aspartame. It gives me a sore throat.
Do you guys have those like freestyle machines?
Gives me the poops.
What? Do you have those freestyle soda machines?
Like
no, I saw those when we were in Vegas in California too, though. I love those machines.
Give me a C and an O to the K and E. Add some Z-E-R-O.
Yeah.
No. They have these like freestyle machines, which they have
I love
in some
those
places.
Machines.
It just has all of it in there. So you're like, okay, one section says like zero calories. You click that. So it's like Coke, Pepsi, blah, 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 blah.
It's just
blah,
like a
Sprite.
Giant touch screen.
Yeah, then it's like, and then you add vanilla and cherry or grape or it just everything. You just, everything. They got the low calorie zero Powerades. You just, it comes out. It's like magic.
Yeah, we saw them when we were in Anaheim.
And when the shit gets in your cup, just a glow. Woo! It's like this sound. You put the lid on, it's like this. Yeah, it's like Ariel. It's great, dude. It's great. I love stuff.
I like pop.
Yeah, no. I love shit. It's bad for my teeth, and I've had many root canals, and I should not be drinking soda at all, and I still do it. I'm a fucking addict.
So have you ever had a coffee enema?
I've never had an enema. Should I start off with the coffee one or the soda one? Soda one might have like a burn. It might be kind of nice.
Oh, coffee one will give you that kick.
Iced coffee would be better though, right?
I guess it'd be soothing. Well, I wouldn't go like, you don't put, yo, can I get a double-double in my ass, please?
You pull up in the drive-thru and they're just like, you just pull out a funnel and they're like, what's that for? Like this, the tube of this funnel goes into my ass. Just put it in the funnel.
Yeah, you pull up, you pay for yours in the first thing, and then you pull ahead and your buddy's ass is hanging out the back. And they're just like, just put it right in the rectum. It's fine.
And then you can sue McDonald's for the boiling hot coffee.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, that's how Steve-O takes everything up the ass. He just like pulls up, stick into the funnel.
Yeah, that's crazy, that whole suing because your coffee's hot thing.
Yeah. That shit doesn't happen in Canada.
It wasn't fucking lava. It's like it was boiling lava, dripping through the cup, burning through the bottom and shit.
Canada, they'd probably be like, oh, I'm sorry, it's probably my fault.
You get burned like, oh, sorry, I got burnt.
Well, it's like Tim Hortons every time I go there and the coffee's like so full it leaks out of the cup and I'm like, eh.
I heard about Tim Hortons. Is shit good or what?
Yeah. It's coffee.
Like Starbucks?
We're addicted to it as we grow up.
Yeah.
It's put right in our
bottles.
What do kids drink out of there? Yeah, just the bottle. Just like coffee right out of the nipple. Mm-hmm. So good, eh?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's how parents breastfeed their kids. They just, rub a little coffee on their nipple. Like, hey, they'll love that taste when you go. I can't drink coffee, guys.
Yeah,
I love it.
Double.
It gets me wired. It gets me awake.
One day at my old job where I had 3 coffees and a bottle of NOS before 9 a.m. They said my eyes were like shark eyes.
Ooh, did you blink? You're like, fuck. You're like, blink, blink. You have to use your hands to push down your eyebrows. Just blink, blink, please.
Every time you walk by, it's like, dude.
Caffeine does like nothing for me anymore.
Oh, it does way too much for me. But when I drink coffee, it goes. I don't know.
I can have like an espresso and go to bed and it'll be like fine. I'll go to like Tim Hortons at like 11 o'clock and then I'll go to bed at 11:30.
Do you have over-imagined, like, do you have these crazy dreams? Just energy-filled dreams? No? They're all relaxing. In your dream, you're just like, I'm just chilling. This is cool.
Yep.
I'm very self-aware that this is a dream, but it's pretty chill.
I had my white girl pumpkin spice latte the other day.
Oh, shit.
That's what it's called? White girl pumpkin?
Can I get 2 of the white girl pumpkin spice lattes?
The white girl special to go with my Uggs.
Yeah.
Every year, all that cool shit comes out that's pumpkin spice, and I like trying it, but I'm not big on pumpkin. I'm not big on pumpkin pie, but I do like to try all these pumpkin things.
Pumpkin pie is the best.
It's the best compared to what?
Everything in life.
Chocolate pie or banana cream pie, coconut pie. I don't know.
Pumpkin pie.
I who's eating?
Poontang pie.
Hair pie.
Poontang pie is the only pie that's superior.
Shout out to all the shout out to everything that's bad for you that tastes good, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Let's do some shout outs. You guys want to do some shout outs?
Shout out to Crack.
Oh, well, you know it's time for shout outs, baby. So make a list of people you wanna shout out, shout out, shout out, shout out now.
This is the Horribly Awkward Podcast.
Shout out, shout out, shout out, shout out now.
As always, big shout out to Jason from the 3 is Comedy Podcast for that jingle. Mandy and Fear are going, what jingle? Yeah, it's there. I edited it in, promise. Big shout out to you, dude. Jason, you're awesome. Big shout out to Matt from Passersby, Normie from ZombieCast, and Mr. Rob from Random Ramblings for coming on last week's episode. If you guys missed that, go back and listen because there's a lot of stuff, including like ball sweat and there's all kinds of weird. Next week, when I recap this episode, fuck, it's gonna be crazy. Okay, and a big shout out to all things sour. Gummies, candies, all that. Sour jelly beans, sour bread crawlers, Haribo, all that shit. Sour candy. I fucking love
sour
it.
Taint.
Sour taint. You're like, this area is sweet. This area is a little bitter. but right in the middle, it's sour.
It's sour jizz.
Big shout out also to hashtag pod entity. Those guys are cool. Who do you guys want to give a shout out
to? We're not going
to
get invited back on this.
Yeah, this has been the last one.
No,
it's like,
no.
Fucking Canadian.
This is awesome. I love chat. I love having group chats like this. This is fun, dude. Who do you guys want to give a shout out besides Sour Taint?
Dicks. Just in general.
Just a big shout out to cocks and balls in general. Big fan of pussies and titties. Little Ray Ray, who's currently locked up. Can't wait to get you out, man. Little Ray Ray.
Pull for you, man.
Hummy. Have you guys seen Haunted House? Hummy. Yeah, hummy.
Yep.
Cuz. It was like a, there was like a ghost, cuz. You know what I'm saying, hummy? A super important special celebrity guest. Will you come on my podcast? Check my episodes out. Just don't listen to episode 56.
It's about balls.
Yeah.
We give a shout out to dicks.
That's where they
shout
would scan
out to dicks.
Through. They're scanning through. They're like, whoa, they just gave a shout out to dicks.
In general.
Dick as in cocks or as in assholes? Or both?
Well, it's confusing.
Which part of the anatomy are we talking about?
You're talking about like an asshole? Like, this guy's a dick. Or you're like, this guy has a dick.
Like penis?
Cool. Big shout out to dicks.
Big shout out to penis.
Small shout out to flaccid dicks. Big shout out to hard dicks.
Black cocks.
Itty bitty shout out to me. Big shout out to Dirk Diggler.
We shout out to Asians.
We shout out to Asians.
That is not funny.
You guys got some co-hosts, right? Or Fear does, at least.
I don't.
Yeah, what about podcasts? I haven't listened to podcasts yet, to be honest. But
well, then if you listen to it, you'll know what about podcast.
It's all about pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm. Fear was on podcast.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Is it about pie?
Yeah.
Poo-tang pie.
No, I've heard you talk about it, though. I know it's not about
pumpkin pie.
This week's pie, guys, we got a blueberry, brownberry, dingleberry special.
Ooh, the dingleberry special. Please pass it my way.
1 million dingleberries.
This next one's a mango tutti frutti. I'm going to stick it right in my booty. yeah, I guess I'll shout out the other assholes. big shout out to my co-host, Razor, my wife, MDI. Shout out to The Naked Porch, my boys from New York.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that supports any of us that does anything to do with this shit, man. You guys are the reason we do it. And big shout out to my mom and my dad for fucking making me. Ooh.
9 months before you were born, mm-hmm. There was a sparkle in someone's eye. And some other stuff.
I don't have any co-hosts to shout out to, so I do it all myself.
Big shout
out to myself.
Yo, big props to me for being me.
Hey, I gotta respect that because, you know, Mandy, me and you have similar podcasts where it's just us solo.
Yep.
Getting guests every week, which is exhausting, but it's so much fun to have something.
Shout out to Lando is my hero.
Lando? What's Lando? Tell me.
An inside joke with a friend.
So you made a whole shirt off an inside joke.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking incredible.
With cakes on it, but the cakes almost ended up on my nipples. If I pull it down.
You should have done that. That is incredible. Yeah,
that'd be impressive product placement.
Has anybody else in the world took an inside joke and made a whole entire shirt off it? That is awesome.
Pretty much
my little geek lost
FYFC line.
My little geek lost t-shirt with headphones on, and the headphones end up on my boobs, so that was good placement too.
Shout out to boobs.
Oh, definitely shout out to boobs. Big fan.
Without boobs, we'd be hungry little kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, did you guys bring any would you rathers?
No.
Okay. Hold on.
We did it.
I got one from my
would
buddy.
You rather be fetch or not be fetch?
Shit, I don't even know what fetch is yet, so I'm going to say, can I go like half in, half out? Can I be half fetch?
No, half, you got to go full.
I'm going full fetch,
half,
guys.
Half whole.
Half, half
you gotta,
whole. Some
you
got to
be fetch.
Go with some Jay and Silent Bob shit, some half, half whole.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that what fetch is from?
No.
Okay.
No.
Google it later. You'll be like, these two are retards.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Later. I'm doing it right now.
We're making fetch happen.
Fetch is going to happen.
Fetch.
It's going to happen.
Fetch software. Shout out to Gretchen. Fetch. Yep. PBS Kids.
Big shout out to Gretchen Wieners.
Bitch be killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I
fetching
did.
It up.
Ahead of her time.
I did get a question. Joseph Anthony Pitt says, I'm going off memory, he says, would you rather be a superhero or a supervillain?
Villain.
No, yeah, not. Don't even have to think about that.
Villain, you get all the cool stuff. You get like a cool lair, and you don't have to worry about saving people.
You have to murder people, though.
Like, you don't have obligations. You can be bad. You don't have to kill people, but you don't have to save them.
I bet you as a supervillain, you have no schedule. Like, I'm going to sleep until noon.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Do whatever you want.
I'll get up and murder people at 2 o'clock and PM.
What do I got going on? Let me check my phone. Oh, I got to call people at 2 o'clock, but I'm good. I'm going to have a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, superhero, you have to be like,
send out some henchmen.
I got to save people. No sleep for the superheroes.
Well, if you're like a superhero and you're walking past like a house on fire, you're like, fuck, I got to go and save those people. If you're a supervillain, you just keep on walking.
You just know. You know, you still stop, but you go and you roast marshmallows.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit, I got to get hot dogs.
Yeah.
I'll send one of my henchmen.
You look at burning civilians as a different thing rather than I have to go and help or I have to go over there because, like, fuck, why start up a barbecue, get the charcoal, get the stuff for it? Like, if I could just go over there and barbecue a hot dog.
Exactly.
If nobody knows that you're a superhero, like you're your alter ego or whatever, you can just walk on by too,
true.
I suppose.
But you usually have, like, an obligation, like a moral responsibility.
See, I'd be the lax superhero. I'd be like, fuck, not today. God, fuck, I've got things I have to do.
It's
you know,
Saturday.
Those people are going to die. I got a tea time. I got to go golf. Like, yeah. I'm not saving you.
Yeah, the innocent bystander who walks by who's caring, he calls the police. Super villain, he calls his friends to come and watch.
Yeah.
He's hey, like, guys, there's a pretty house. There's a pretty house. Facebook. Come over on Facebook. Facebook Live. Yeah. Facebook Live this year. Selfie. Guys, there's a burning house behind me.
Checks in at Burning House.
Yeah, that's it. Check in Burning House, going live. Yo, what's up? It's Magic Crazy Man here. And look at the shit. It's going wilding right now.
Hashtag Burning House.
Yeah. We're burning it down.
He's like, where's my villains at?
But you have to. I mean, seriously, you got to go out and kill people.
You don't have to kill people, though.
Which yeah, like, you could just be, like...
Mesh it up.
Dick, yeah.
You cause
if
trouble.
You're, like, smart.
Okay. Give me an example
like
of a super villain. It does not kill anybody.
I don't know. Me?
I'm fucking mad at the world. I hate everything. I Facebook Live these burning fires.
Yeah.
I don't kill nobody.
See, like, you could be a super villain that just, like, wants to maybe bring down, like... the stock market and the finances and the economy and shit and to steal money or, you know, just shit like that. You don't have to murder people.
Would that be more of an anarchist than a villain?
No, because you could still be a super villain.
Okay, what about this question? I'm gonna make this a little more harder to answer. Would you rather be a Marvel superhero or a DC supervillain?
DC supervillain.
DC supervillains suck in the movies, though.
That doesn't mean anything. It's the movies.
I know. I don't read
still
comics.
Still the comics.
I don't know how to read, you guys. If you guys teach me, I can read a comic book.
DC's got Joker and Harley Quinn.
Yes. That's true.
That's,
Harley Quinn.
That's all they got, though.
I wouldn't even consider Harley Quinn and Suicide Squad a villain.
I'm not talking about Suicide Squad or that movie, but just in general.
Sound like you didn't like it.
I haven't seen it, and I refuse to, because I'm a Harley Quinn and Joker fan.
I watched it 4 times, guys.
I'm a Harley Quinn and Joker fan, so I don't want to see it.
Why? Like, what if you like it?
I don't know. That's not Harley Quinn. That's not Joker.
Word on the street is they're doing a spinoff Joker Harley Quinn. Is that? Are you waiting for that? Whoa! I got like a noise.
No.
Joker Harley Quinn porno. Would you be into
because
that?
Because it's gonna be like that Harley Quinn, and it's not Harley Quinn. And I don't like how I'm gonna Harley Quinn rant. I don't like how they're like. Romanticizing her relationship with the Joker and all these girls like, oh, it's Harley Quinn and I'm gonna dress up as Harley Quinn. I'm like, she's not a fucking role model. She suffers from Stockholm syndrome. She's abused. He beats the shit out of her all the time. He treats her like a piece of garbage Like, it's not a romantic relationship that you think it is.
Mm-hmm. It's romantic.
Yeah.
Some people.
It's like Chris Brown and Rihanna just up the ante.
It's Chris Brown and Rihanna, exactly.
Although on my phone, when my husband calls me, it's the Harley Quinn and Joker song. From the animated series.
I'd bang either one of them. Let me into that circle. Let's do a three-way with Harley and Joker.
Which Joker? Jared Leto?
I like Jared Leto because he was like a gangster pimp, which is kind of weird. I mean...
His grill.
His grill. I love the grill. I love the cane. I love the fact that he just like was willing to give up Harley as a just, here, hey, fuck my girlfriend.
Yeah, there and you go.
I love that. That was awesome.
I was like, fan.
If I was Joker's friend, at least I'd have a chance, right?
Which Joker would you rather... Or no, let's play FMK of Jokers. Here we go. Jared Leto, Heath Ledger, Jack Nicholson.
Ooh, okay. Merry fuck kill. Leto, Ledger, Nicholson.
Nicholson.
All right, well, I'd marry Jack. I'd fuck... shit. What was it?
Leto?
Yeah, no.
Ledger.
I'd kill Ledger. Leto, and I'd fuck Ledger.
Fuck, I'd just marry them all, dude. Fuck it. I didn't like Nicholson. I don't like Nicholson as... everyone's going to get pissed off right now.
Whoa, you better watch yourself. I'm going to take my earrings out. Go ahead, get my Vaseline.
As an...
Hold my earrings.
hold my earrings, bitch. I don't know. I don't know if I was... Ledger was awesome because nobody expected it. Like, oh, 10 things I hate about you. This guy's a chump. Whoa, he fucking killed that.
I'm not talking about their acting ability. Which one would you fuck? Which one would you marry? And which one would you kill?
Okay, fuck Leto because he's colorful.
Because he's pretty.
Kill Nicholson. marry Ledger because he makes pencils disappear.
See, I probably get all these wonderful toys.
I'd kill Leto because I don't like him at all. I'd probably fuck Ledger and marry Nicholson.
You don't like Leto as an actor or Leto as the Joker?
Either.
Oh, have you ever seen a...
Fucking Jordan Catalano fell very far to become the Joker.
Who's that?
Yeah. From My So-Called Life.
Yeah. Leto was in My So-Called Life?
He was Jordan Catalano. If you were a girl in the 90s, you'd understand.
I watched My So-Called Life. Promise. I watched that shit. I watched 90210. I watched Melrose Place. All that shit.
Jordan Catalano. Nah. Okay, 90210 was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Did you watch it when it came back?
For like a couple episodes, and then I thought it was bullshit. Same with Degrassi. The stupid Next Generation stuff was awful. Degrassi was the shit.
Was it? You like Drake in a wheelchair?
No, not the Next Generation or new class or whatever. Like the original junior high and Degrassi high.
I don't know that I've watched any of that shit.
I haven't watched Degrassi.
She's so disappointed in me. Friendship over.
Well, when I was younger, we had the one TV in the living room, and whenever my mom was watching Melrose Place, that shit.
Here's got no excuse. Watched. He's Canadian.
Well, you guys had to go outside all the time.
And two TVs. You guys had two TVs in Canada.
Well, we shared it with the entire community. Oh, but
I gotta take this phone call. I'll be right back.
Go for it.
You're not going to take it live like he did?
Hello. Hello. Wait, did she have a tail? What was that? Did you see that?
She totally had a tail.
Was that a tail? What was that?
There's so many questions now. I don't know.
I have a lot of questions. And why is that chair not have armrests?
Yeah, it's kind of taped up. I think that's a sex swing.
That is a fucking amazing. I honestly think I saw a tail.
There was definitely a tail. I think from a dog, could be from her ass. I don't know at this point. If she got up
and the dog walked with her, that perfect rate, I mean, the tail came up and looked like it was following behind her, that was perfect. Because I have it on video. The video of this is being recorded. I could watch this again. I'm gonna go through it frame by frame like they do with video games and trailers and shit. Yeah, that trailer, that was a real tail, guys.
Oh, she's back.
Could you hear all that?
No. I left.
Okay. See, there's a dog.
Okay, as you got up and walked away, your dog walked with you. So his tail was sticking up. It looked like your tail was leaving. No joke. It was fantastic.
Maybe I have a tail and I'm sensitive about it.
so sensitive about it. You decapitated your non-decapitated. Dogs are fucking awesome. Never had one.
He's my baby.
And he likes hugs.
That's incredible. Super emotional and clingy.
I need one.
Dogs are the best, man.
Dogs are the best. I've never had a dog.
I've got a dog. He's about 12 pounds. And we call him Big Vin.
I'll take a cat. If they didn't want a $500 deposit, I'd just take a cat.
Dude, you can just take a cat.
Yeah. Pay $500 for a cat.
No, they want deposit, though. They want a $500 deposit in my apartment.
Oh, I thought you had to pay $500.
No, they want the $500 deposit. Plus, I have to go buy the cat.
Okay.
Just take a cat.
So that makes more sense.
Like, do I want to drop $500? Like,
eh. Yeah. You're like, I don't know if I want him. Here's $500 deposit. I might bring him back for this.
My dog was only $200, but that's from the Humane Society, and that pays for their neutering and shots and everything too.
Dogs are too much for me. I'm not.
You got him when he was 9 months from the Humane Society. Two people had already brought him back when we got him. Like, his original owners brought him in because they couldn't handle the dog. Other people went to adopt him, and they got, like, they went through and picked him up, and it was, like, the day he got neutered and his shots and everything, and they said he was too wound up and aggressive, so they brought him back that night. And, like, he had just been neutered, and he's in a new place. Of course he's going to be, like, wound up. So then we went, and we were looking at him, and he went to sniff another dog in one of the other cages, and that dog peed on him while we were there. So we're like, we got to save this dog.
This dog is getting pissed on. They already fucked with his nuts. Yep. It's terrible.
And then, like, every year he almost dies from some, like, weird, he'll eat something outside and have to go to the vet or just get some weird thing and, like, almost dies every year.
Jeez. Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
He's special.
Wow. He survives it all. The dog was just like, I fucking hate people. I got brought back. I need somebody else. I fucking hate people.
He got brought back. He'll lay there and, like, with his head twisted and almost, like, choke himself to where my husband has to, like, physically move his head so he doesn't die because he's that special.
You ended up with a suicidal dog.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know how to kill myself. Let me try to wrap my head around. Like, let me try to break my own neck.
You watch a TV show and it shows like, somebody hang him. And he's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I just got to figure out how to do that.
And he's like, he's super emotional. And if like you're bummed out, he'll be bummed out. So when we were moving, my husband was like all stressed out because he wasn't sure, you know, the house deal was going to go through and stuff. And he like bummed the dog out for a week. I'm like, you're bumming the dog out. Like, get better.
You come in, the dog's listening to like My Chemical Romance and trying to cut his wrist. And he's like, what are you doing?
Hair is all brushed over his face.
Sitting in a bathtub full of blood.
Like, no, Fido, God damn it.
Dogs are awesome. I think they give a shit more. Cats are cool too because for me personally, I'm like, leave me alone. Every once in a while, come over here. I'll pet your head. Dogs like want attention all the time. I don't know if I have the patience for it.
Yeah, it's true. Cats are just like, who wants to pet kitty?
But dogs are awesome. Like, you just say, whatever your name is, come here. And it comes over. You're like, cats, you could cat. You're like, Friskers, Friskers, Friskers. It's like, fuck off. Unless you got a can of tuna, I'm not coming out.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and lick my asshole in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Don't you wish you were going to lick your ass? Look at this. No problem. Lick, lick.
Cats are
lick,
just
lick.
Jerks in general.
Yeah.
Like, I love my cat, but cats are just jerks in general.
Your cats and your dog get along? Cat and dog?
Yeah, well, my cat's older, so she like, doesn't give too, a fuck. Yeah. She just hangs out in her one room, and that's about it.
Do you guys watch? Okay, I'm a victim of this. I go on Facebook a lot.
Do you guys wash? That's what it sounds like.
I always start half sentences and then I guess.
Yeah, I shower daily.
Yes, especially around my stinky bits.
I watch a lot of Facebook videos. And whenever there's like two animals that shouldn't be friends on Facebook, I always watch those videos. And it's always weird. Like a dog and an owl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's Sarah McLachlan.
I'll watch that shit. Yeah. I'm like, look at it. It's an ox and a fucking lamb and they love each other.
Yeah.
There was a rhino and something, a dog or something. And the rhino thought it was a dog. It was jumping around like a dog, you know? Like, and why are the fucking sheep so damn happy?
Yeah.
Why are sheep so freaking happy? Or lambs or sheep or goats? There you go. That one. Goat. Why the fuck are they running around, jumping around and shit? Like, why do they need to be so happy? It makes me so very emo.
Yeah, wouldn't dude, you if you were a goat, that's what you'd do. You'd be like, yeah. I don't got to work. I just got to do goat things. Let's go.
I'd be super excited to be a goat. Like that one where it's like the asshole goat that like jumps off the other
yeah.
one.
Yeah, that's the one thing. It runs in a circle and then does that one where it bounces off the...
yeah.
It's such a great video. I watch all those videos because they autoplay. And I'm like, it's already started playing. I'm going to watch it.
You got to watch it anyways.
But then you get those videos where like... all of a sudden starts playing some like murder and shit. Like, wait, I don't want, hide this video. I don't want to see a murder right now. It's like,
who are you following on Facebook where there's like live murderers?
You see like the animal abuse ones? Like people are like,
yeah, I don't watch that shit. Yeah. I don't follow those people.
You have no choice. You've already seen it. You're already halfway through the leg being cut off.
No.
You're like, shit.
I don't watch it long enough for that.
Wait, what's it? Is that a leg and a knife? And one of the legs is off.
Yeah,
you see a screenshot. You see that one recently about the guy who like tarred those puppies?
No, because I don't watch that stuff.
He poured tar on top of three puppies. I think it was three. It's a screenshot. I didn't watch it. It was already there. I seen the screenshot, and I didn't click on the story to look any further.
Who are you friends with on Facebook?
People who are against animal abuse but post pictures of animal abuse.
See, I just like unfollow that shit.
Yeah, there was one actually yesterday. I was flipping through, and it was about dogs getting boiled alive or something, and I'm like, what the we're not friends
see anymore. Like I know that stuff happens. I don't need to see it. I understand know. It's out there. Same with like the horrible Sarah McLachlan commercials. I don't watch that shit. I know it's out there. I don't need to see it. My dog could be in those commercials. He's like that. He's got the good sad dog look.
The dog's watching TV too. He looks at you.
Yeah. That's what my husband does. He's like, you see that? You have it pretty good. That's what he tells the dog.
Yeah, it's sad. Like, you see the one where, like, the guy has a forklift, and he's like, ramming it into a cow. And the cow's like, damn, the cow is like
Did you see that video where the guy was, like, murdering innocent animals? Yeah, I totally watched that.
No, the Sarah McLachlan video, I think there was, like...
liked it.
share that. Don't look at this. It's terrible.
I click on it. I'm like, thumbs up, heart, haha. I don't know what I feel.
Yeah, which one?
Can you just rub your finger across and get them all?
Yeah. Gotta catch them all. In one of our episodes, we redid that Sarah McLachlan thing where where I was trying to sell podcasting to people. And instead of giving the money away, give it to Razor's fat ass. It was just the funniest thing.
Do it. Go for it. Pitch me. Pitch me podcasting. I don't know anything about it. What's a podcast?
I don't know.
Yeah, ask for like us to be on the spot a lot. Do this. Do that. Dance monkey dance.
Yeah. I like monkeys.
I'm a code monkey.
I like monkeys, in general.
He's a big fan of monkeys.
I like to fuck monkeys.
I wrote down a would you rather, too.
That escalated quickly in the red room.
Okay.
Like the sheep?
Yeah, you like to fuck them?
This is one I thought of on the spur of the moment earlier.
Hey, this guy is a sheep fucker.
Okay. Oh, shit. I don't know how far I can go on this. Okay, I watched a video the other day because I'm buddies with the Bad Cop, Bad Cop show. You guys ever heard that podcast?
Yep.
No.
Dave and Jerry. good, pretty good buddies with those guys. But I was listening to their podcast.
Sheep fuckers?
And they, not sheep fuckers.
No.
There's a video called, you ready for the video title?
Okay.
Don't look this up because it's disturbing. It's called Two Guys, One Fish.
Jesus fuck.
I've seen all the other ones online.
Like the one guy, one jar.
Two girls, one cup. Mr. Hands.
When I had a...
Blue Waffle, the Lemon Party.
When I had
Meatspin.com.
Blue Waffles are great.
I've seen a couple.
Meatspin.com.
Meat spin.
Why? What is it? What does it do?
You just gotta watch it.
I know. Not gonna do it.
Hey guys, come on to my house.
It's not like two girls, one cup or anything like that. It's pretty funny.
Is it like people helicoptering their wiener?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay, Mandy.
I'm good.
Mandy,
you do that here.
It's not like Blue Waffle or any of those gross ones.
Mandy you've had on Zach and Andrea from the You Again.
Yeah.
Right. So when they were on my podcast a while back, I had them watch One Guy, One Jar in the middle of the podcast.
Why?
Because I don't know. I told them to watch it, and they watched it, and they're like, oh, my God!
Mm-hmm.
It was just – it was at some advertisement. It wasn't even the video yet.
this guy wants us to buy a Buick?
So yeah, they watched it. It was I guess it's a health concern or something in Idaho to watch porn at all.
Weird. I think I did hear something about
there's
that.
Like, yeah, some states are like trying to ban it or some shit.
Only the weird religious ones.
Porn is illegal. Murder, legal. We purge. Yeah.
You're allowed to have guns, but don't touch yourself watching a girl diddle her bits. That's fucked. America.
Come get your AR-15. America.
Hey, I don't have guns. Wait, yeah, I do. I got hella guns. All my neighbors, let me make sure my neighbors hear this. I got hella guns up in here.
Y'all got guns up in Canada?
Like, yeah.
That's pretty funny. He's got to scream that he's got guns just so he don't get robbed by his neighbors.
Dude, I got a lot of nice shit in here, man.
Yo, I got 171 fucking knives.
You're getting all over the apartment.
I got 170 knives and a katana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better recognize.
When you come to my door, if you don't, okay, you crack the door, you lift up, hit the switch. If you don't, fucking guillotine.
He fucking Macaulay Culkin'd his house, so there's no, you can't get through it unless you know what's going on.
Yeah, dude, I have a blowtorch on the handle at all times, just heating that shit up.
The worst part of that was the nail on the stairs.
Oh my god, every time.
That's worse than any horror movie I've ever seen, that nail on the stairs.
I agree.
The worst thing I've seen in a horror movie, I don't know why this disturbed me so much, was Hostel, the first one, where the guy's like sitting on the girl's lap just getting a boner over burning the girl's eye with the blowtorch.
Oh, and then like the eyeball's like hanging off later, and then he has to like cut it off.
That just like, I don't know what about
hanging
that.
Down.
Something about that.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. But I think the reason the nail hits it on, like, because I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see it, immediately you get a pain in your foot and your brain's like, I remember that hood.
Yeah.
You should do that again.
Don't step on the nail. Hodor. Poor Hodor. Moment of silence for Hodor. That was long enough.
Let's see. I took a picture of the knife thing on TV.
Oh, I got to
see
this.
If I can send it in chat here.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because my friend didn't believe me. I was like talking in the morning. I'm like, it was fucking $171 for $200.
That is a deal. If I feel like I need to cut
things. There's more than one katana. Is there not like multiple?
No, because it was like showing the different ones you could buy. But you could only get one.
There's a plethora of sharp objects here.
You could only get one, but those were like the different types.
That is the thing you roll in. On a table with wheels into a hostel room because you just bought your American, your stupid American. You're going to cut them up. You bring in that. Yeah, one poke with each knife in a very sensitive area. Yeah.
They're like one-use knives.
Yeah. Why do you have so many? They're one-use. Well, you could use them more than once. Then what's the point?
The point is a knife. The tip of it is the point.
Stabby, stabby.
Stabby, yep. Stabby. I watched 31. You guys seen 31? That's not even out yet, is it?
No, it's not.
That was cool. I went and saw that. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it was good for Rob Zombie. It's typical Rob Zombie. It's very gritty.
What was the last awful one? The Salem one?
Or the Salem.
Salem.
Oh, that was so awful.
Salem was boring, but I did like the art. I did like the camera shots. It was a very, very beautifully shot. I'll give him that. But
it was like a really long fucking
boring
music video.
Yeah.
Like which sucks. I'm a big fan of Zombie.
I love Rob Zombie.
Like, even back, like, still one of my all-time favorite albums to listen to is Astrokeep 2000 from White Zombie. I can throw that on, listen from start to finish anytime.
I have a WoW tune named Sherry Moon.
Awesome. Sherry Moon's fucking awesome. I love Devil's Rejects is pretty much hands down my favorite horror movie because they put you on the villain side. Like, yeah, we're rooting for the bad guy. Kill them all.
Yeah. I like House of a Thousand Corpses better, but that's because I like the song.
House of a Thousand Corpses was very, very unique. I like that. It was pretty
Corpse
good.
It was fun driving around with like the Pussy Liquor song blaring in my car, too. In my little Fiat.
You would be confused for a Pussy Liquor, I think.
Is it red? Your Fiat red?
No, it's black. Oh. And it's like the interior. Four-door Fiat. Not the, like, two-door Fiat.
Oh, inside is red. The fucking full of rage! Go from my red room to my red car!
Your rage!
Yeah.
Somebody! I think 31 comes out soon. I went and saw that, like, two-week early premiere. It was pretty good. Well, I had Lou Temple on the podcast a couple weeks ago, and he played Psycho Head, so I had to go see it, man. And he was great, but the killers in that movie were very short-lived. They didn't show them for very long.
That sucks.
And they don't show a lot of the killing up close. It's kind of like they pan away from it. So maybe that saves some money. Still pretty good. It was pretty good. I liked it.
It does, but I hate that shit. Yeah. I'm very much a fan of practical effects. And I get
love practical effects so much.
They're so good. I just watched, I had somebody send me a screener, and it's only 15 minutes long, but it's all practical effects, and it's fucking tits. I was like,
I love that stuff. That's why I love watching Face Off so much.
Face Off.
That show.
Oh, I've never seen that show.
The TV show, it's so awesome. It's just like makeup, like movie makeup shit. But it's just like the stuff they come up with on there. I'm like, man, I wish I could sculpt. I can do like face paint. I've done a lot of that. But
I feel like it would be amazing to be the artist, but it would suck to be the actors. Like, all right, come sit down. We need you 8 hours before you shoot.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I'd love to have like the costume makeup on. That's why I do my own. It's funny because I'll just be like, because I'm retarded, so I'll just sit there and be like, I want to do makeup today. So I'll sit there and like do a bunch of like costume makeup, take pictures, and then just like take it off and go back to whatever I was doing.
Perfect. Okay, take it off.
That's good. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I've watched Leanne Mosley. You guys know who Leanne Mosley is?
No.
She does like the comic book makeup painting. She does her own, like she does Twitch, she'll do Twitch streams and it'll be like 10 hours long. And you just kind of tune back in. You're like, this is fucking amazing. I could do it to myself, but I couldn't sit still. Like, go put the makeup on me. Don't mind me. I'm moving around. Yeah, don't mind me. Don't mind me. Yeah, don't mind me. I'm moving around. I couldn't sit still for that. So it would be awesome to have it on.
And I had to be like, just sedate me.
Yeah. I could be somebody else for a minute. I don't like being me. I could pretend to be somebody else. And that would be awesome.
You need the little, like, clicker box thing.
Oh, have you seen that ultimate gadget? It has like all kinds of shit on it. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Popped up in my thing the other day. Somebody tagged me in it. Sean Fuller would love this. I'm like, yeah, I'm fidgety.
That's what
like
I
that.
Need. I just every time my husband hates stereo shop with me because I literally push all the buttons on every stereo, and that's how I shop for stereos.
Oh, when you go in there and like test them all, put them on. That's like me shopping for ice cream. I swear to God, I look at every single one like, oh, fuck. I'm only going to buy one right now. I will spend 10 minutes looking at ice cream. There's so much ice cream to look at. They got an entire aisle of it. So I'm like looking at all the flavors like, oh, fuck.
Then they're like, sir, put your dick away.
I do. I got to
fuck, give me some tiger tail.
I got to tuck it in my belt line. It's so embarrassing to get a boner when you're looking at ice cream.
I got kicked out of Ben Jerry's.
It's embarrassing to get a boner anywhere out in public.
Yeah, that really hasn't happened since high school.
Except for ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, high school, you're like, let me duck into the bathroom here.
You're just sitting there and you're like,
ice cream, I don't know. It's so hard for me to make choices, guys. Like, Mandy, you said you have ADD. I have it like, or I can't make decisions. I just can't.
I can make decisions. I just have a hard time focusing on shit for a long time. I get bored with stuff super easy.
So. I can tell. She has her pillow out, one of those neck pillows out right now, guys.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all good. We're at the end.
I'm just going to take a nap.
You're just laying back like, oh, God, this podcast is awesome.
That's why I've got like all this stuff on my desk that I need to fidget with.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you playing with?
Well, there's the hair elastic I was twisting around.
Yeah.
I've got my pen that I was like twisting around. I broke up this little piece of wood into like little pieces. I've been playing with my Wonder Woman.
I love Pops. I love those things so much.
Her Wonder Woman.
I'm playing with my Wonder Woman. You know what I mean?
What do you think about that Wonder Woman movie? That looks incredible from the trailer.
Looks terrible.
She's like, fuck every movie you hate.
So Wonder Woman is an Amazon by race. And they're going to put like this little tiny skinny 100-pound chick as an Amazon?
She's fucking tall.
She's an Amazon.
She's tall as fuck, though, compared to other girls.
Who would you put, Ben?
I don't know. Someone who's
Brienne of Tarth?
Bigger. You know who I put? The chick that was in the Deadpool movie if she was taller. That angel chick. She was taller, she would have been a good Wonder
Woman.
That's
an if, though. That's a big if.
Yeah.
They could just put her on a box like they do with fucking Tom Cruise in every fucking movie he's been in.
Get the camera shots right. Get on the box, Wonder Woman.
Yeah. No, like, I don't know. I just don't buy her as Wonder Woman. I watched that horrible Batman versus Superman, painful, awful mess, and it was just terrible.
I get where you're coming from because you're a fan of the comics. I've never read a comic in my life, so I'm like, I'm watching cool movies. Cool.
See, it kills me because, like, DC has the better stories, the better characters, all the better shit in print, but they can't make a movie. We're shit.
All right, so would you rather watch the Batman versus Superman again, and I don't know, if there's an extended version, watch that version, or insert your toy there somewhere bad. Your derelict.
I picked the Batman versus Superman because I'd probably just fall asleep during it.
No, you have to stay awake. They would be like that scene where your eyes are peeled back and you just have to watch
Clockwork
it.
Clockwork Orange.
Dude, last night I was trying to watch X-Men Apocalypse and I could not stay awake. It was boring.
I agree with you. The Quicksilver scene is awesome.
Quicksilver scene was amazing.
I love the Quicksilver scenes in the X-Men movies, not the Quicksilver that was in the Captain America Avengers ones. But that's because Evan Peters is hot.
Evan Peters.
He's no Seth Rogen, but
Evan Peters is awesome. I love him in American Horror Story.
I will watch anything with Seth Rogen in it.
Yeah, me too.
Seth, yeah,
like, I will watch a YouTube like supercut of just him laughing.
Seth Rogen is awesome. He's coined Seth Rogen. He just does him, which is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I broke my Dalek.
Like Seth Rogen today.
Where was it?
What was the last Seth Rogen movie?
I fixed it. Huh?
What was the last one? What was the recent, most
Sausage
recent?
Sausage Party.
Oh, yeah.
Neighbors. Let's say Neighbors.
Neighbors wasn't that good, but I'll still watch it. This Is the End, I watch probably like once a month.
That's a good movie. That's a great movie.
Because it's got like all my favorite people in it.
I love when Michael Cera's slapping Rihanna's ass.
Yeah.
So, and then she just
slapped him for real, too.
Yeah, that was awesome. Was that a real hit?
Because they were saying that like they didn't believe it enough or whatever, and he's like, well, if I have to slap her ass for real, or she's like, if he slaps me for real, then I get to slap him for real, and she fucking cuffed him.
She like pulled back. Like, she did like a 360 spin. She looked like a Zangief in fucking Street Fighter. Just smack. Oh, it was awesome. All right, guys.
I love that movie. And then like Danny McBride wakes up in the morning and like cooks everything up.
Oh, Danny McBride is another one trick pony, but it works.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
And also, I like Channing Tatum. I can never say his name. Channing Tatum. Whenever he does a comedy role, it's always really good.
Yeah.
My name, Yaf.
It's Dora and Boots.
Channing Tatum's off. Oh, you guys, we reached the end. We'll let Manny take a nap. If you want to
take a nap, I'm just going to go to bed.
I know, but if anybody wants a reason to
get up at like 2,
if you guys have insomnia and need a reason to go to sleep or help going to sleep, just watch X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Watch it early in the movie, because if you get to the Quicksilver scene, you might wake up again.
And I was like super bummed because Jubilee was supposed to be in it, but they cut all her scenes. And I love Jubilee.
Jubilee? Is she
Jubilee
Jewish?
Was like one of my favorite X-Men.
she throws yarmulkes at people.
Yeah.
Jubilee!
She shoots fireworks. She's on the animated series from the 90s.
Yeah, X-Men 94. They came out with a new series of that. I actually wanted to read it, but never got around to it.
Yeah. The animated one's on Netflix in Canada, at least. It's pretty badass. I love that one.
You guys ready to wrap it up?
Yep.
I've always wrapped it up, B.
All right, let's wrap it up!
Not always, because you got 2 kids.
Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Tell them, man. Wrap it up, son!
So you can find me on my podcast, Little Geek Lost, at littlegeeklost.com. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all that fun stuff. I'm on Twitter at Little Geek Lost, and you can follow my personal account, which I tweet from more, at Cyanide with 2 N's. The extra N is for extra awesome. That's my tagline.
That is extra awesome, though. Now you say
that's
it.
That's fetch. That's pretty fetch.
You just need to sell it, and you just sold it to me. I'm like, extra awesome.
Mm-hmm. Just because I was 14 and spelled it wrong, and then I just kept it. As my online handle.
Well, then you gotta go with it.
I'm 36 and spell everything wrong. If it wasn't for autocorrect, I would never get shit right. But that little red squiggly line underneath saying you fucked up would just be.
That's why I love busting fear on Facebook. Is it a truck?
Yep, it's because my thing, instead of telling me it's wrong, it makes up other words or something. I'll be like, that's unnecessary. And it's like, did you mean we should go out night swimming?
Yes.
No,
I totally did.
Stupid Siri.
Then I'm always there to see it.
Yeah, catch me every time.
Sinai with two N's, and it's because it's extra special. Wait, what was it? Extra awesome.
It's got extra awesome sauce.
Yep.
That is extra special.
I'm special.
Get the baby boy.
I fear. Go for it, man.
Get baby. You can find us over at fyftpodcast.com. We do lots of really... we do a lot of dumb shit. We've got a couple of different shows on the network, being FifthCast, which I'm a part of, FearCast, which is my little show, and then The Naked Porch out of New York, which I don't have anything to do with, but they are sexy.
Yeah, and, I listen to Naked Porch.
Oh, so good. Ray is my nutty little bastard friend. Yeah, man, fyfcpodcast.com, you can get everything. It's got links to our social media. You can catch me on Twitter at fyfcpodcast. Essentially, search that in any social media, you'll find me. And let's hook up. We'll chat. We'll say some stuff. What's your finger up for?
Nominate you for the Canadian Comedy Award.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know the thing for it, but we are nominated for a Canadian Comedy Award.
I nominated you, man. I clicked on that link because you told me to.
Did you nominate him hard?
I nominated you fucking hard, dude. I double so penetrated hard. That nomination. I went to three different browsers. I'm like, click, click, click. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was nominated all over my face, neck, and chest.
Rubbed it in.
It's so good. Here, I'll pull it up real quick.
It's pretty fetch.
It's probably the most fetch. So it's just fetch. CanadianComedyAwards.org/vote. And then we're nominated for Best Audio Show or Series, which once they find out the things that we talk about, I'm sure they'll have us thusly removed.
The hog and whistle.
Yeah, that's right. If the Canadian Comedy Awards would like to order anything from the hog and whistle, please reach out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this has been great. Thanks for having me out.
Yeah, dude, I love the FearCast. I listen to that. I love Mandy. I love Little Geek Lost. I listen to your guys' show. I wish Ro could have made it. Ro was supposed to come
on. Bummer.
World of Row is a great podcast. He speaks, like, he makes me feel dumb when I speak because he speaks so clearly and stable.
Oh, we're Canadians. Stable. We say shit like Minnesota and pop.
No, I'm just like me. My brain is like all over the place. And I feel like Rose is like a chill like vibe. It's just, I bet you if you see his audacity, it's all at the same level. It's perfect. Mine's like,
yeah.
Wham, 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 peak, 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 clipping, fucked up.
No, you're 100% right. That's why me and Ro have such a good relationship, because he'll get all talky and smart and I'll be like, you suck dick, and then just throw him right off.
You're pretty smart. Your yeah. face is smart.
Smart ass.
Whole fist in your ass, Ro. Yeah, it's too bad he couldn't be. We'll have to do something again.
Yeah, he sent me a personal message saying he wants me to still come on his show. I'm like, yeah, anytime. I always have guests. I'm never a guest as much, so it's nice to not have to like worry about two screens and six programs running, and it's great.
That's the best part about guesting.
Yeah, you don't have to think about anything. You're just present. You're just present with the mic. And
you
the
just
Skype
yell
call.
Shit over people trying to do their intro and stuff.
Yeah,
you talk about dicks.
I love that. Nobody. In the beginning, I used to tell people. I'm going to do my intros. I want you to interrupt it, make fun of me. And like a lot of people didn't want to do it. They felt bad. I'm like, no, I want you to do this. It's fun. It makes it fun. Rather than me say it the same shit every week, interrupt it.
Dicks.
Dicks. Shout out to dicks. All right, guys.
Balls.
Queefs.
My turn. This is my turn.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, horrible blocker could be
pussy fat.
On the
vagina. Excuse me.
Horribly Awkward can be found on the BS Podcast Network, so go over to the BSPodcastNetwork.com, listen to all the other 800 shows.
Oh, barely.
I don't know how many. There's Pure BS, Real Stupid, XD Experience, Accidentally, the whole time.
I did that. It'd be awful.
Yeah, it changes things.
I'm all like,
Okay, literally there's some like titty rubbing cake. Going on right now. I can't concentrate. There's a bunch of shows. Go check them out. Find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter is @theycallmeiams. If you guys want to play video games, every platform I'm on, @theycallmeiams, @awkward_podcast. That's my show's Twitter. horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, and the voicemail number is 510-600-3475. Hey, you guys, what's one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
Gina.
Yeah.
Angel wings do not look like they're a good time.
Yeah, that's true.
But I learned that yesterday.
Looks like a batarang that's going to just jack your pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it, guys.
Just like, that's all you learned?
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts. Angry. I'm gonna get aggressive. Okay,
he's super aggressive.
I just start every show off with a improv skit, but before that, Mandy, tell your story.
So I was at the sex shop with my friend yesterday, and we were just looking at stuff. And there's this crazy ass, like, I don't even know, like vibrator or something called Angel Wings, and it was like skinny, and then it like went out into these big wings on the end, and it was probably about like this big. And it was just like giant wings. And we're like, why would anyone ever put that in any part of their body? I don't understand.
The wings
what
go
it's
inside
for.
Too?
Yeah, both sides.
Jesus on the Christ.
Both sides.
You stick it in like this and then turn it?
I don't even know. Like, it was like skinny in the middle, I guess, where you turn it on and then just like huge wings.
So wait,
on the
wait. Turn it on.
Yeah, it was like a vibrator. But it was like, I don't know the physics of it.
Okay, pull it out. I know you picked it up.
Yeah, wait, hold on a second. I'm going to Google. What is this thing called? Angel wings?
Angel wings? Yeah, it was like intense. And we were both a little bit concerned by it.
I'm concerned. I haven't even seen it yet.
I was like, I don't think I'd want to put that anywhere in any part of my body or how it would fit. I don't understand.
Oh, all kinds of shit come up, but nothing that you're saying. I'm seeing like...
Did you look up Angel Wings vibrator, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I put.
Do you sell it at the Hog and Whistle?
I'm sure we do. That segment has taught me so much that I didn't know was actually concerned.
Maybe I can find it.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can pull it up too. But because to me, I'm almost picturing like how big are the wings? I'm picturing like a diaper you put on.
No, it was like pretty big, like substantial. I wish I could find
substantial.
Maybe
yeah. It was for a giant.
Vibrator, maybe it was like a dildo.
Was it like that's Warcraft the... branded for like no. Orcs and shit?
Yeah, this is for those people into orc sex.
Oh, I found it.
Oh shit.
Oh wait, put it in the Skype chat. I gotta click on it and check this out.
Yeah, what's the chat?
I've got the girls doing cosplay.
I'm frightened.
Here we it's go. Pretty scary.
Bedroom joys.
Dual 7-inch. So it's 7 inches on each side?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
That thing's fucking, it looks like a alien worm or something.
I know, it's a little bit terrifying.
Oh, it's by Burning Angel. I like
that. Oh, okay, that's way different than I was picturing by it.
You're picturing like Donatello's staff.
I was thinking almost like a face hugger sort of alien situation. I'm like, that's not going in anything.
All right, you get on that corner of the room, I'll get on this corner of the room.
Yeah. We'll meet in the middle.
Keep closer.
All right, guys, we got to do improv off of that. You guys ready?
If you die.
No, I'm still here. Why, am I dead?
I have a video
you're
drop.
You're good.
Oh. I'm just trying to figure out this thing. Is it
scared
memorable?
You away.
No, he started jerking off. Turned his camera off.
Yeah. Turned his video off. We can't see.
Well, yeah. I'm like, I'll be right back, guys. The It almost looks like a giant mustache.
Yeah, it does.
What's a mustache ride?
Shut your damn mouth. Can't wait to get off here. You can go back to Whore Island.